Last time we discussed the double chumrah of the Rama based on the Trumas HaDeshen, that even though Me'ikar HaDin, it's sufficient to wait to avoid potential paletah shiflas error problem for 72 hours plus the end of that day where the 72 hours falls for a total of 4 days before starting Shiva Nekiyim. And Me'ikar HaDin, that's only a concern where there actually was tashmish within that previous 72-hour period. Father Ramoko, it's a double chumrah from the Trumas HaDeshen. Number one, Gazrinan lo shimsha atu shimsha, that even where there is no tashmish that was done, you still require the waiting period of paleta shechlasara. And number two, out of a concern of a potential suffix in a Beinu Shmosha situation, we add on a fifth day to the minimum count prior to beginning Shiva Nekiyim. That being said, Achronim discussed certain situations where there may be grounds to be makel to dispense with that additional fifth day and or to dispense with the chumrah of lo shimsha atu shimsha. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Tesvav. The Piskei Tshuva quotes in the Shalah. Maisa, we referenced this last time. Maisa ba liyadi b'isha achas shahaya yom dalu l'nidasa v'lo shimsha imbayla b'layla shakad riyasa. So it's a case where lo shimsha v'hitarti la lilbosh levana b'yom dalet u'l'haska lispar b'yom hey, he allowed her to begin the Shiva Nekiyim on the fifth day to dispense with the additional day of the Rama. Why? Ki im haisa maschalos lispar b'yom vav, had she waited the fifth day of the Rama and only started counting her Shiva Nekiyim on day six, az haya ba'leil tfila ba'leil shabbat shachar yontif, so then the leil tfila would fall on a Friday night following a Thursday Yontif. In that case, there would be a significant gap between Chafifa and Tefillah. Umutav shenaniya chumrezu kidei lakariv ha-Tefillah l'Chafifa. So if it's a cost-benefit analysis between being marchik the Chafifa from the Tefillah and this chumra of lo shimsha atu shimsha, then, and the chumrah of the fifth day, then better to be makel on the chumras of the Rama. And the Sidrei Tara that the Piskei Tshuva is mitzayin here says that there could be grounds to be makel on the shalah even the shimsha. The case that he was asked about was the case of lo shimsha. So then we're talking about not be makel on the day on the fifth day in the case of lo shimsha. Sidrei Tara says, even b'shimsha, so you still have the consideration of the Beinu Shmosha, so maybe you could still dispense with that second chumrah of the Rama, not require the fifth day. And that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv on page Kufay in the Piskei Das. Rav Yashiv, in certain situations, was makel to dispense with the fifth day in these situations where it would cause a extra delay or a gap between Chafifa and Tefillah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifkat and Mem, quoting this Shalah, and then he says that this is a model for other situations on a case-by-case basis where there may be a necessity that would push you towards dispensing with the fifth day. He writes, Domi nomi no, l'shari dvar, b'sheish v'am sarak gadol. So you should learn out from this one example that there may be other cases of a big tzorech where we may be makel to dispense with the fifth day. Now, lemaisa, ruba de ruba, most women can't get a clean hefek tahara on day four anyway. So these discussions in very large percentage cases are academic. Usually a woman couldn't begin Shiva Nekiyim until day six, because she can't get clean hesek tahara until day five anyway, but where that's not the case, that's where these discussions are relevant.
Yeah? How much she could take some medication?
I'm sorry?
Like if she's having a pregnancy problem, she could take medication,
In the case of the Piskei Tshuva, why doesn't she just wait another day and go on Motzei Shabbos?
So we're going to discuss soon Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah, but various concerns. You don't delay Tefillah unnecessarily, especially Makom Pruvu, even Makom Mitzvah's owners will see. So we avoid, to the extent possible, delaying Tefillah unnecessarily. Yeah.
You're saying once the land's filled is a problem?
Yeah, the other option would have been so wait till Motzei Shabbos. The Shalah said, right? So Ramosha has the following tshuva in his tshuva to Rabbi Eider, tshuva Kaf Gimel. Kishabal eino yachal liyos b'makam hanofesh country, ela me'er Shabbos ad yom beis b'boker. So the wife is in the country the whole summer with the kids. The husband has to go to work. So he comes up on Friday. He leaves Sunday night or early Monday morning to go back to the city. So he's only with his wife for weekends. Let's go back to work. So what's the situation? So her day five, where she could do a Hesek Tara, is on Monday. So she's going to do a Hesek Tara on Monday. That means Leil Tefillah is going to fall out on Monday night, and her husband's away for Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. He's not back in the country until Friday. If we dispense with day five, and we allow her to do a Hesek Tara on Sunday, she could then go to the mikvah Sunday night. So she's saving 5 days. So is this enough of a compelling reason to allow dispensing with the Ramaz day five based on the orientation of the Shalah that there are situations where we could be makel? So Moshe thinks, he says, to Yossi's point, in the Shalah's case, why didn't the Shalah just say delay tefillah for another day? So clearly, that's not our orientation, that the Shalah was more willing to dispense with this Chumrah rather than delay tefillah another day. So he's talking about delaying another day. Here we're talking about another 4 days or 5 days till the husband comes back. So Moshe says, according to the Shalah, he thinks he could be Mako. But that's only on a one-time basis. Only once a summer. Right? Just like you can rely on the Rav's Erev Tavshilin if you forget it once, but you can't make a habit out of it. So if it's going to happen more than once, so then it's a kvias, and it's like you're mevatel the schumer, which you don't have the right to do. But if it just happens once, so what he says, it is once a summer. So the summer is usually only 2 months. So once a summer, he thinks he could be mekel.
But then I'll be shasat chah.
I'm sorry?
Not delaying the tefillah.
Again?
Would not the shas start delaying the tefillah? What's the case exactly? It's not.
The case is that the husband's away Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, right? So the choice is either if you insist on day five, mikvah night is Monday night, then she's going to be away from her husband till Friday night. Or if you dispense with day five, mikvah night will be Sunday night. So Moshe thinks in that case, you could dispense with day five since you go to mikvah Sunday night when her husband's in town.
I don't understand why this delaying tefillah, her husband will be gone, she'll still go to the mikvah on Monday night, it's just that practically they won't be able to be together until he comes back.
Right, it's delaying Ona.
But not, it has nothing to do with tefillah.
Well, we'll discuss, that's partially also, because we'll discuss whether a woman could or should go to the mikvah if her husband's out of town. That's part of the tefillah bismana discussion, which many are makbid on, not to. But so that is how it's presented, but that's part of the package, tefillah and ona.
Is it considered shasat chah to lack of opportunity to do a mitzvah?
Is it considered a...
You have my medical opinion in order to have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, which you can do otherwise.
That could be, but here, even if it's...
As shasat chah is saying, you have my medical, you could always...
I'm sorry?
You could always... Ignore
you can always be mekel.
If you have shas
tzach,
you can just ignore the
minhag. So that's what Moshe's back and forth here is, that at the same time, if you're going to do this every month, so then that's like you're being mevata l'chumra, and that he thinks is inappropriate.
Is he saying
shas on an occasional basis. I'm sorry?
Is he saying shas tzach or just...
It is a...
Nachum Tzara.
I know Shas Tzach, well, what does Makom Tzarach mean? Makom Tzarach is a... I'm sorry?
You have a need. Shas Tzach is
a... I have a personal need. That doesn't affect halacha. But it... They said the...
That's a Makom Tzarach.
Okay, the way he says it is that the tzar that's involved in delaying tefillah is enough of a reason to dispense with the chumrah. Then Rav Moshe has the next tshuva, tshuva kavdalid. Nif and I should be Friday night, and she's in the country, and there's no mikvah. So is that enough of a reason to allow for Heftik Tara on day 4? Day 5 would be Erev Shabbos, and mikvah night would be Erev Shabbos. Day 4 would be Thursday. If we allowed her to do Heftik Tara on day 4, she'd go to the mikvah Thursday night. So Rav Moshe has the following suggestion how you could have your cake and eat it too. He says, do a Heftik Tara on day 4. So normally we'd say if you do a Heftik Tara on day 4, then mikvah night should be the following Thursday night. He says, don't go to mikvah Thursday night. Go to the mikvah on Friday, late day. What's the cheshbon? He says, you do a heftik tara on day 4. Do another heftik tara on day 5. So then, if the heftik tara on day 4 was good, so really go to the mikvah on Thursday night. But there's what to be made of that to go to the mikvah by Yom Hashmini, as we'll discuss. So don't go Thursday night, go Friday day. And even if the real Heftik Tara is day 5, and the real Leil Tefillah is Friday night, so Makom Hadchak, as we'll discuss in certain circumstances, you go to the mikvah the end of the day Friday before dark, as long as you don't come home before Shabbos. So if you do that, then you get the best of both worlds. If the Heftik Tara is good on day 4, so that's considered to be a Yom Shmini Tefillah, which is good. And if the Heftik Tara is day 5, so that's a B'diavad Shas HaKlak situation where you could, Ramosha Dix, we'll see Ramosha make all that, just in general, in certain circumstances, allow a Tefillah B'Sof HaYom on Friday. That's what Moshe suggested. Taz in Sifkatan Zayin. And the Shach in Sifkatan Kof, quote from the Bach, as follows. Take a look at the Taz, Sifkatan Zayin. Umari Chami Zal Kasav, Shanir Lola Hakel, Kishain Baila Ba'ir. So even though the Ramah says that you have to be mafmir lo shimsha to shimsha, that's only true if the husband's around. If the husband's not around, so that would be a super chomer lo shimsha to shimsha, because it wasn't shayach that tashma generally, he's not around. Ein lahachmir kol kach, that's what the Bach says. And the Taz and the Shach disagree. They quote the Marik, says Beferish not that way. Shenogu lahachmir afil ein ba'el ba'ir. See, even though rationally that seems like a super chumra, miyach lo kal minig, but that's the minig that the Marik records. And the Shach says it's mavur that way in the Trumas Hadeshin himself, because the Trumas Hadeshin, the formulation of his questions, we quoted last time, Trumas Hadeshin says that the nidon is even ba'el ba'ir. And the Shach says, we all know that the Trumas Hadeshin formulated his own questions. Even though if you look in the Hakdama to the printed, the Hakdama to the Lekhet Yosher, he writes there, he proves that, what he thinks proves that the Trumas Hadeshin did not write his own questions. But the traditional Misarva, the Jumat Hadeshin, did write his own questions. That's what Shach assumes. He says, it's before in the formulation of the question of the Jumat Hadeshin, that his chum replied, even if ain't Baal of the ear. So that's what the Taz and the Shach is Malacha, so we assume Malacha. Even in Bayil Ba'ir, we still have the need for Zeru Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. Then, take a look at the Shach and Sivkat and Kaf Beis. As we noted before, that there's no need for the additional, for the 5 days or any waiting period if you see a kesem during Shiv Nikiyam. Then, once she does a clean hasektara, you can start the camp right away again. There's no need for an additional waiting period. Because there's no, it's not shayach tashrish at all, there's no chashash shechazara, and there, that's an extreme where you wouldn't say, gazu lo shimsha, atu shimsha. The contemporary sfarim discuss, what about a situation where a woman, let's say, sees a kesem, and she's misupekes as to whether that's a mara tamer or not. So she treats herself as tamei until they're mevarer the status of the kesem. You see a kesem, you can ask a shayla, but in the interim, you treat yourself as asur labayla because you don't know whether it's a mara tamer, whether it's a kesem that's problematic or not. So Rav Ozner writes, or in the Shevet Levi, they quote the Shurish Shevet Levi here, Os Gimel, here on Sifyat Aleph, that if a woman sees a mara that's a safek, and they're Porish, and then she's Pure Sanida, let's say, the next day. So she sees a Kesem on Monday, they're Porish, and then she sees a real Re'iyah beginning on Tuesday. So the 5 days start from that Kesem, from Monday, because the Maisa, they're Porish from Tashmish, they're Porish, they're Noheg, all the Harchakos. So for all intents and purposes, she became a Asura Labayla at that point, and that's where you start the clock of the 5 days. And even if, in that case, he says, they showed the Mara to a Chacham, and the Chacham was Matir, but they still were Porish, and then she was Pure Sanita, you can be making in that case also. Because in her mind, that whole time she was Tamei. Meaning the case was, she saw a Kesem on Monday. They were Parish. They treated her, she treated herself as being Asur Labayla. And then they sent the Shiloh to the Rav. Before they got the answer, she was Pure Sanid on Tuesday. And then the Rav called 2 hours later and said the Mara is fine. It doesn't make a difference anymore because she's already Pure Sanid. She already had a Re'iyah. So Lamaisa, there was no gap in which she believed herself to be Tahora. In that case, you start the count for the 5 days from the original Kesa. The Badi Yashulchan is mafmir on that. The Badi Yashulchan in Sifkat and Kuf Ayin Beis, he thinks that Lamaisa, if it was Iglai Milsal Mafreya, that it was a Kesem that was not Mitame, that didn't ask for Labayla, so Lamai says she was Torah, even if her mind, she treated herself as a surah. So then you can't count that towards the 5 days. Rabbi Morgenstern, page Kuf Peyal, of course, Rav Yashiv, we'll call a middle position, that if she was only Parish Misafek, so then you can't be Mako. If it's definitely a problematic SM, then you start the cat. But if she didn't know one way or another, if she was just Parish Misafek, then you can't be Mako. And the way when we discussed previously, Rav Ozner had this, but mentioned Rav Willig is of this opinion, Rav Ivy discusses that if you see a amount of a kesem, even if it's not a sheer gris v'od, but you should be parish for 24 hours because often a kesem is a sign of things to come. So Rabbi Willig says, he thinks that Prisha is Ke'ilim Ikar Adin, and this is the Nafkamina, that if you are Machmir to treat that as to wait for those 24 hours Ikar Adin, so then you have the right to count your 5 days from that Riyas Kesef if you end up Pure Sanida within the next 24 hours.
I assume you'll be more so
Mekel,
not
Bale Shofar. Correct. Ramosha writes as follows in Chelik Beis, the end of Simon Samaches, Yerdei Chelik Beis, the end of Simon Samaches, Uberosa Kesem Shapir Shu Machmas Shila Yadu Shu Tower. So that case that we quoted from Ravovner, a woman sees a Kesem, and the Reporish because she doesn't know whether it's problematic or not. Ulamacha Rasadam, the next day she has a real Riyah. Veshavu Lachacham, Vitiras HaKesem. And in the meantime, they asked the Rav Shaila about the Kesem, and he said it's Tahar. Ei Lahakshav Yom Shapir Shumitza Teusam, Beminyan HaChamisha Yom, and Shinogu Lahamten Konzvias Hazayinakir. Meachar Shins Parashasim Utara. So you can't count that previous day towards the 5 days once it's Nisbarer that she was really Tahara. So as long as you found out that the Mara was Tahor, as long as you found out that the Mara was Tahor, then you can't count that. But if it was a Safek, you never asked the Shaila, so then you can count it. So if he asks a shayla and it turns out it was tahor, you can't count it. If he never asks a shayla, even though in your mind that's a safek, you can still count it. Rabbi Yoshua would say, even in that case, you can't count it because it was still a safek. You'd only count it if it was bevadai problematic. Then Rav Avner raises the following question. Where does a yom havest fit into this? A woman has a vest kavur on a benonis, so she's a surah betashmish that day of the vest kavur, that ona of the vest kavur or of the ona benonis, right? So let's say a woman has an ona benonis on Thursday, and then she has a re'iyah on Friday. So since she was a surah, there's Ona Beninus on Thursday night and Riyah on Friday night. So since she was Asura on Thursday night because of the Ona Beninus, can that count as day one of the 5 days?
I'm assuming this case where she did not do Bedika.
Let's say she did a Bedika.
Then she's in Terrace on Friday.
No, she did a Bedika. She's not going to. Oh, she'd be Mataris the next day.
Right, there would be a space.
Right, so that's what good. So Rabbi Morgenstern raised that question. He said he doesn't understand what exactly is the case of Shem Elidi. Right, your case. So let's say Thursday night is a Ona Beinonis of Es Kavua. But then she's Mataris on Friday day. So there is a time where she was in Asura. And then she sees she has a Re'iyah Friday night, but Friday day she was Mataris. So, I'm sorry. If she saw on Friday day, so she's already assuming that so that's the same day. Yeah.
Does he explicitly say like Thursday night, Friday day? Because
what?
You can have where she approached for 24 hours.
What do you mean?
The
Rebbe Moshe
brings in. He says, "I'm not going to approach for
24 hours." They were talking about a Veskavar and a Bates, right?
Yeah.
So what's the case?
Rebbe Moshe brings the case when he says the way he explains 24 hours.
He doesn't, but he makes his own
case.
So it's always there,
for that and the one before. Does he say in a way that it doesn't make sense? Or?
So even that case. So let's say the real ona, the real vest is on Friday day. But we're mafmir for the Mezeruah, solely parish the entire 24 hours, Friday night and Friday day. Right? And then she'll have Ru'iyah on... Sorry, the Thursday night and Friday day. And then she'll have Ru'iyah on Friday night. But even there, unless the Shevet Levi is on the Shir Shevet Levi here on Sefer Yudaf, even unless the Re'i is going to be the second that the first second of Friday night, she's going to be with Taras in that window, right? And so let's say all of Friday day, Thursday night, Friday day is a Yom Avest, right? So when's the Re'i? The Re'i is Beit Hashmashos, so maybe the Hanami. But if there is an hour into Shabbos, so then there is an hour when she's Mutaris.
Unless she never did a Bedika, which case should be a Surah.
That depends on what kind of vest it is. But even...
Do they need to be parished? One each parish or parish until they have Shabbos, correct? For a day, that's...
Okay, yeah.
So doesn't all have Shabbos, is that the problem?
Yeah, okay, right. So, fine. So you could have that case.
Unless
fine.
She gives the case immediately after, why don't you say the entire day on small shows? It seems like that's a much better place for that.
Okay. Right, so the Meister of Moshe is Mekel. Okay, so you're right. Okay, so maybe not Kadami. But Rav Ozer raised another issue, which is even a Yom Aves, so we're Mekel, we'll discuss this, but we're Mekel, definitely Mekel Adin, for... We're Mekel for Negiah, for Shar Kirvos, definitely for Achakos. So it's not a full fledged Isser across the board. So maybe there, people view it as more Kal, so maybe there's still grounds to be concerned about Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. The Meister of Moshe is Mekel on that case in the Tshuva. Yeah.
No one says it's like. If the Re'iyah is during the day of the Vestas, like the Zeruah, we normally say that six almost spans 4 days, but in the case of the Vestas, it's an entire day, and in that case, six almost only spans 3 days. From Shkia to Shkia to Shkia to Shkia.
You're saying if you'll say that you can count a Yom HaVest. Now, again, you could argue that since the Orzer Veth is only a Chumra anyway, so it's not really
Mikra.
I'm sorry?
Assume we're not saying that.
Assume we're not saying what?
Moshe brings Orzer and he says that we say the Lachot of his Orzer.
Right.
But he doesn't say this. Like, the entirety of the day, it's going to push it back.
So you're asking if you assume.
So even if you don't say the Orzer, it's
right.
Like a night fest.
Right.
And the Re'iyah is sometime at night, it's going to push it back to Shkia, and then it's going to make it 1 day left.
So you're saying. If you're going to assume that an onan in which a woman is a sur labaila anyway, we're not going to be gozer lo shimsha to shimsha in that case, then you should start the count of the 72 hours from the last possible time that tashmish was possible. So that would be the exact beginning of that onah. And then you should only have to count exactly 72 hours from the beginning of the day, and you should be able to do the hasitara on day 4. Immediately after day 3.
Yeah.
Well, so lemaisa, that's true, because if we're not going to be gozer lo shimsha to shimsha, right, that means you could do it on day 4.
Amen.
If we're not gozer lo shimsha to shimsha, right, so then... if we're not gozer,
like our Moshe would just say that counts as day one, but they need 4 days, and he's just talking about case with Ria after Shkia, like he made after Shkia.
No, so that again, but you're still the Chomer Ben Hashmashos. So you mean the second Chomer of the Ramah. I'm sorry.
Out of day, but it's still going to be 1 day less either way. Yes, in a chanami.
I mean, if you count, if you start your count from,
you're just going to have four
from a yom haves, right? Okay,
so,
yeah, you're addressing.
Since I was going to spend
right.
3 days, and
right.
an extra day.
Mm-hmm. Right, so then you say, and then you only need 4 days instead of 5 days. You do have to tar on the 4th day instead of the 5th day. I hear. I don't know. Lemaisa, I have to look again exactly how Moshe says it, because Lemaisa, we generally assume that even if you're machmir for the Rezer Ruvet, that's Bataras Chumra, not Mikra Din, so that should.
But still, it happens at night, you have the case.
I'm sorry?
If the Re'iya is at night, you
right.
say that counts as day one, and you need
right.
4 or 5 days for the first session.
Right.
But it should get pushed back to Shkia
mm-hmm.
in that case. This just gives it if it happens at day also, but
yeah.
you don't bother with that. It's night.
Okay, so I hear. Think about that. The Darkei Tshuva here at Sivkat and Kavav, he quotes from the Sefer Tosafos Yerushalayim. He raises the question about an Avel. Same kind of situation, if the woman is Asur Labayla because her husband's an Avel, so can you count the Yemei Avelus towards the 5 days? And then let's say... the Shabbos is the last day of Shiva, and she's pierced Anida on Sunday, and she in theory could do a Hesek Tara on Tuesday, right. So do you say that since she's a surah anyway on Shabbos because her husband's an Avel, so then that should count as day one towards the 5 days. So Moshe writes in Tshuva Kaval of Deuter Rabbi Eider. That if a woman is asura mishum the iser avel, not the iser nida, lemaisa you can be meiko. There's no concern of lo shimsha to shimsha, so that could save you the day. And then Moshe says, what about the following situation? A woman's asura mitashmish not halachically, but under doctor's orders. There's some medical situation the doctor says not safe to have tashmish. So there, Moshe says that you can't count. Because that's not an Isser. Even though technically it's an Isser of Chavala Sagov, for it's Isser not to listen to the doctor if the doctor tells you what's important medically. But people don't view that through the lens of of Isser Veheter. So Moshe thinks you can't count that towards the 5 days. The Deber Tzina writes, Bir Moshe Chelik Aleph Simen Nun Bezos Aleph. Bermosha Chelik Aleph Simen Nun Bezos Aleph. No, he's Mako. That if the doctors say Tashmish is dangerous, so that's considered to undergo Tashmish in such a situation as a Milsa de Loshkicha. A Milsa de Loshkicha Lagos Barabana. That the Gzeira, the Minog, of waiting the extra day of Loshimsha to Shimsha, the Gzeira of the Xer of the additional waiting period, that's a Milsa de Lashkicha. Rabbi Eider writes in page 43 that no, he thinks that's more comparable to Ein Baal Avir. Ein Baal Avir also is not, it's not Shkiach that there be Tashish of Ein Baal Avir, but they were Machmir, as we saw in the Shach and the Taz. Rav Moshe also discusses Yerodei Chelik Bei 7 Pei Dalid. Yerodei Chelik Bei 7 Pei Dalid. A woman who is suffering from orthodox infertility. She has too short a cycle. So if she's going to wait the regular 5 days before counting a Shiva Nakiyah, she's going to miss the window of ovulation. So there, Moshe says that it grounds to be Mako, because no one ever instituted a minog where it's going to interfere with Puruvu. In that situation where it's going to prevent Puruvu, that was never Bechlal the minog. And he quotes a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Gerushin that B'makom Igun, we don't say a little plug. So even by real, did the Rabbanu want to say a little plug? So here also, a little plug, a little shimsha to shimsha. So that we could be makel on. So Moshe says the following Eitzah. That we know he says, you should make sure to avoid Tashmish for 3 days before the Yom Avest. And then you can do a Hefik Tara on the second day, on the second day of the Re'iyah. So she sees Dan on Sunday. She was Parish on Shabbos, Friday, Thursday. Right, so there's no tashmish. We're not going to be makbid here on lo shimsha atu shimsha. So then, if she stops seeing dam on Monday, in the rare case where that happens, which again is medically rare, she starts to read on Sunday, stops seeing dam on Monday, she can do the hefek tara on Monday, because there again, a situation where there's no tashmish. So we're not going to be makbid on lo shimsha atu shimsha. Okay, then she could do a hefek tara on day 2 and go to the mikvah the night of day 10. Yeah.
Why does he see 3 days? What if she has a 4 day long re'iyah and she just waits?
Yeah, so then it could be
one day before.
In a chanami, but he's talking about a case where it's the minimum re'iyah conceivable. And then you can even do it on day 2 if you're poached for 3 days before. The other Achronim have a more complicated approach. Again, nowadays, this Kamat doesn't happen because cycles are more easily regulated with medication and other interventions, and there are better solutions. And to have someone who only has a 2-day re is rare also. But Tzvi Pesach Frank, Har Tzvi Kuf Nun Zayin, so he's not willing to be makel the way Rav Moshe is, but he has the following recommendation. A woman should only go to the mikveh every other cycle. So what's going to happen? So come the end of one cycle, she doesn't go to the mikvah, so she's still asur labayla, and there clearly is no possibility of tashmish. So then we're not going to be gozer lo shimsha to shimsha, and then come the next cycle, she can dispense with the extra days for poleta shifa zara. And start counting her Shiva Nakiyah as soon as the Re'iyah stops. That's the suggestion of the Har Tzvi and the Minchas Yitzchak Chel Gimel Simen Pei Hei. And Rabbi Karkos of Rav Yashiv was supportive of that recommendation. Rav Moshe and Shuvitz Rabbi Eider Kothbeis says that he doesn't like that, because in a situation where we're trying to promote Puruvu, so part of Puruvu is to attempt every possible omen until you make Kayim Puruvu. So here, you have someone who's in a very compromised proof of food situation, and then you're going to make it more complicated by only allowing them to attempt purvu every other month. So Moshe thinks that his eitzah is sufficient, and he doesn't like the suggestion of the Har Tzvi and others. Good. All right, let's begin now an introduction to Tevila, which is the next seven Kosai Zayin. So we had discussed previously in our Hakdamah at the beginning of the year, we've come back to this, that the din of Anida min HaTorah is that even if a woman only has a single Re'iyah, she still has to count 7 days. She has to wait 7 days. Whether she has a Re'iyah for one of those days, whether she has a Re'iyah for seven of those days, as long as she's clean by the end of the seventh day, then that ends her period of Nidus, and then she can go to the mikvah that night, Leil HaShmini. Okay, and so we'll discuss Tefila Belaila a little bit later. That's the one that's the Zayin Reveis. Nida Bismana Eina Tavelas Ella Belaila. Tia Benidasa, Tehe Benidasa, Kol Zayin. Fine. So that Tefila, and other Tefilas also, major Machlokas Rishonim, Nida Lamadam Aleph, other places, whether Tefila Bismana Mitzvah. That Tefila at the time that is prescribed, relevant for Nida, relevant for other Tumayim as well, is Tefila Bismana Mitzvah. What would the Mitzvah be? What does that mean, Tefila Bismana Mitzvah? So the Torah goes in the Yerushalmi, the Mitzvah is that there's an Isser Lama B'Tuma, that you're not supposed to create a protracted state of Tuma. So when you have the possibility of leaving that state of Tumah, there's some kind of an issur to unnecessarily stay in that state of Tumah. So if that's a concern, that may be more pronounced in the context of Taros, which is the majority context in which Tefila Bismana Mitzvah comes up, than in the context of Issur Labayla. But it does come up, yeah.
I was going to say, that should also be relevant by single women.
It should be correct, with the Inyan Tumah. And Tyrus, correct? And when we're Makan and Tyrus and single women went to Miklosa, correct? But one of the sugyas in which it comes up is in the context of Tefila on Yom Kippur. Does Tefila on Yom Kippur for any Tamei take precedence over the Isser Rechitza? So Tosfos, Nida Laman Alephim and Beis, Dibur Maskul Shmami, now the bottom of Tosfos Laman and Beis, goes to the position of Bein Hananel, that Tefila Bismana is a mitzvah. And the Beis Yosef says here in Kupsadi Zion that Rabbeinu Hananel, to say that we pass in Tefila Bismana mitzvah, that's relevant even Bismana Zeh. As you would have said, and we'll see many Rishonim do say this, you would have said that yes, Tefila Bismana mitzvah means when it's actually the right time to go Minat Torah. If a woman is Anida, so then Tefila Bismana Mitzvah is the night after the 7 days of Nidus. But we who are makir to treat everyone as a Savi Nid, the Savi Zava, and we add extra days to the count, the 5 days, we treat every, we require Shiva Nekiyim, so we're adding a lot of extra days. So how can you call that Tefila Bismana Mitzvah? It's not the time that's prescribed in the Torah. So the Beis Yosef says, no, even if you hold Tefila Bismana Mitzvah, the time that Lemaisa, you go to the mikveh even after the additional Takanas of Chazal, that's considered Bismana. Bismana is when Lemaisa can you go to the mikvah. The earliest point where Lemaisa, even after the added Takanas Chazal, can you go to the mikvah, that's still Tefila Bismana Mitzvah. And that's what the Mordechai and Shavuos holds, Simon Tavshin Lamedalid, or at least quotes from the Rash. The Mordechai quotes from the Rash, Tavshin Lamedalid, the Rash would instruct his daughter to go to the mikvah Bismana, even in the winter when it was freezing cold, even when it was Ein Baila Be'ir. So the point in Tefillah is not just so she'd be Mutaris Abayla, but excuse me, even if the husband's nowhere to be found, and even if it's freezing cold, you should still go to the mikveh because Tefillah Bismana Mitzvah, even though it's not the time that you would have gone to the mikveh min HaTorah, even though we add the extra days towards that count. That's Rabbeinu Hananel. And there have been a time in many places holds, I know, tefillah bizman, a lav mitzvah. Tosfos yuma chesem and aleph di b'maskel de kuli alma. Tosfos yuma chesem and aleph di b'maskel de kuli alma. And the Sefer Yashar has this from many times. The Sefer Yashar is talking exclusively in the context of tefillah on Yom Kippur, that you have no right to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur because tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. And the way the Mordechai presents Jitas Rabbeinatan, the Mordechai in Tavshin and Beis, is precisely the flip of what we said before. Dafka, because of the Kanas Chachamim, no one goes to the mikvah at the right time. So that demonstrates that tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. Sounds like it's not that Me'ikar Adin tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, but Lemaisa, we don't have tefillah bizmana. So for all intents and purposes, our colloquial tefillah bizmana is not mitzvah because that's not the right time to go to the mikvah, and that's why the Rabbeinatan holds, or the in that version, that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, on Friday night. We don't have tefillah bizmana because it's not the right time. Tefillah bizmana means not the earliest time you can, but the time that's prescribed al pi din Torah. And you already lost that. Right? So Mordechai writes as follows, Tavshin and Beis, Pasuk Rabbeinatan, De tefila bizmana eina mitzvah, V'teda, Sharei kol anashim shalanu eina tolos masi shiva, L'riyasad. How do we know tefila bizmana mitzvah? Because no one goes to the mikvah after 7 days. V'sagilu b'tefila, shatavelos emotzei shiva l'spirasa, yikam shiva nekiyam, shumotzei shmini l'riyasad. So that's already later than the amount of time that she would be a nidal pidin Torah, that she should have gone to the mikveh.
I'm sorry, I thought we just said the Mordechai and Shavuos said like the Beis Yosef
The Mordechai quotes the Rash, who was like the Rabbein Chananel, and the Mordechai quotes Rabbein Etam, who argues.
Okay.
So it wasn't ascribing even to the Mordechai himself. The Mordechai quotes the Rash, who told his daughter to go to the mikveh even when her husband wasn't home, even in the freezing cold of the winter, because the Rash held tefillah bizmana mitzvah, and the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinatan that tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, and the raya is that no one goes to the mikvah at the right time anymore anyway. Okay. But again, there are two possible ways of understanding tefillah bizmana la mitzvah. You have the Mordechai that it sounds like, in principle, tefillah bizmana mitzvah, but we just don't have tefillah bizmana. So for all intents and purposes, when we go to the mikvah, that's not bizmana, and therefore, that tefillah is not a mitzvah. And I'll just read you lashon of the Rivash, Chuvas HaRivash, Tav Kav Hei. So this relates to the Gemara and Shabbos and Gimel of Tanit Veliyo, the Talmud Chacham, who died young because he was not makbid bimei libunayich, and the possibility there of two camps, of the Daraisa count and then the Takanas Chachamim count, including the extra days to be choshesh for both Nidus and Zavus. So the Rivash has a line that at a time where people were makbid on Taros, there were two tefillas, Bidoris HaRishonim, that there'd be the tefila on the Me'ikar Hadid level, let's say to treat a woman as a Nida after 7 days, L'Riyasa, even if she didn't have Shiva Nekiyam, and that would be Matur her L'Taros, and then L'Baila, or Machmir to Bichoshim, maybe she's a Zava, and have a second tefila. Right, that's the dichotomy between Yimei Nida and Yimei Libunayach. So that he writes, Asher desfile tefila bizmana mitzvah. That maybe the reason that he had the second tefila was because tefila bizmana mitzvah. So you have to go to the mikvah at the right time in the Torah to be mekayim that mitzvah. But still, she's asur labayla, so that's what you need the second count for. And he writes, quotes from the Ramban, that in the later generations, they got rid of the early tefillah because of the possibility of a michshol. It's a chumra d'asa l'igula, because people are going to end up being makel on the nisa d'rabbanan, and that's what happened to the Talmud of Talmud of Eliyahu, that he was nichshal because since he already, his wife went to mikveh once for the raisas, so he was more lax about the second tefillah for the rabbanans. But that indicates at the time where there might have been two tefillahs, the reason for the first tefillah is tefillah bismana mitzvah. And it's just now that we don't have that tefillah anymore, that we say tefillah bismana lav mitzvah, but it doesn't mean in principle lav mitzvah, it's just we don't have tefillah bismana.
Also be concerned, like for example, like when there's a bracha by tefillah,
right?
So especially considering a lot of the kanos that we do have are because that even though we generally a woman is actually nida because of a few different chashashes, it could be that she's actually a zavah gadola, in which case when there could be times where she's going to the mikveh thinking, okay, like now I'm no longer nida mita raisa, so go
right.
to the first time go to the mikveh,
right?
But she's wrong, so.
She's going to the mikveh, and she's saying a bracha l'tala. The reason for the additional takanas chachamim of takanas Rabbi Yisrael, chachamim Nos Yisrael, are to account for still relatively unlikely situations. So a relatively unlikely situation doesn't necessarily feed into, when it comes to Safik Bracha Shailos, you have to weigh the level of Safik. Meaning, not every Safik Koldehu tells you to leave out a Bracha because of Safik Brachas. So you have to make that judgment.
Although it's probably not really a Safik in that you could probably figure it out. Any random person might not be able to, but they could certainly go to the rug to figure it out. But we clearly have this worry that like people are going to be doing not the right thing on their own anyway, which is why we have the kanos in the first place.
Okay, so you're asking at the time that you're knowing two tefillahs, what would you say, linyan bracha? Okay, so maybe in a situation where you had more of yidiya than in a chanabi, you would say bracha first time. Could be. So let me just rephrase. Yeah, we say tefillah bisman alav mitzvah. Does that mean that it's in principle tefillah bisman a mitzvah? Just lemaisa, we don't have tefillah bisman anymore. Or is in the other direction that if tefillah bisman was a mitzvah, so then you would have to go to the mikveh at the time that's really prescribed al pi din Torah, like the historically original situation where people went to the mikveh twice. So the fact that we don't do that, maybe that's a raya that tefillah bisman alav mitzvah. And then that could be what emerges in this rivash, that originally they went to the mikveh twice because they held that tefillah bisman a mitzvah. If we don't go to the mikveh twice, maybe that's an indication that we don't tefillah bisman alav mitzvah. Because if tefillah bismana was mitzvah, then even nowadays you should go to the mikveh twice. And that might be what the Mordechai means as well. And the Mordechai question of Vein Tam, the Teda, what's the Raya? Shrei kol nashim shalanu ein on tov los amotzei shiva l'riyasa. Our women don't go to the mikveh after 7 days. And if you held that tefillah bismana mitzvah, then they should be going to the mikveh after 7 days, and then going to the mikveh a second time to account for Takanas Rebbe and Chumrah and Chumrah Benos Yisrael. So those are two possibilities. What does it mean, tefillah bismana lav mitzvah? So if you look in the Mechaber, two places in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Hilchos Yom Kippur. So the Mechaber writes, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tafrei Shud Gimel Sif Yubeis, Tafrei Shud Gimel Sif Yubeis, Bizman Azeh, Asr Le'isha Litbol B'Yom HaKippurim, So women doesn't go to the mikveh nowadays on Yom Kippur, even if Leil Tfila is on Yom Kippur. Okay. In Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sifches, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sifches, there the Mechaber writes, Tfila shall mitzvah bizmanu mutaras. Tfila mitzvah is mutter, Tfila bizmanu. Abba bizmanu zeh, ain't Tfila bizmanu. But now he has not have Tfila bizmanu. Hilchach lo tim popo. V'chei nagu. So that sounds like Tfila bizmanu mitzvah, but we don't have Tfila bizmanu. Tfila shall mitzvah bizmanu mutaras, so bizmanu zeh, ain't Tfila bizmanu. Right? So that sounds like Tfila Bizmanu Mitzvah, but we don't have Tfila Bizmanu. If we have Tfila Bizmanu, then you would go on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So the Beis Yosef over here in Kuf Tzadi Zayin is Mafriya Lalacha, Tfila Bizmanu Lav Mitzvah. And how do we know that? Because the minhag is not to go to the mikveh, it's not by Lir, that's what the Beis Yosef says. So tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, but raya, people don't go to mikvah if husband's not home. So that sounds like it's against what we just saw in Aruch Chaim. In Hilchas Tishah we said tefillah b'zmanah is mitzvah. Just nowadays, we don't have tefillah b'zmanah. And the Beis Yosef here, in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, paskins tefillah b'zmanah lav mitzvah. So it could be what he means, Rabbi Karp develops this. No, here the Beis Yosef also means the same thing as we said. Tefila b'zmanah lav mitzvah could mean that tefila b'zmanah mitzvah, just we don't have tefila b'zmanah. And in Echanami, in principle, tefila b'zmanah mitzvah, but in practice, we don't have tefila b'zmanah. So that's what it means, that the minhag is not to go to the mikvah when it's not by Levir, because that's not Tefillah B'Zmanah. If it was Tefillah B'Zmanah, then Tefillah B'Zmanah would be a mitzvah. Darkei Moshe has the following split. In Sifkat and Aleph. Kasamarik. Bizman is a ain't feel of Bizmana mitzvah. Nowadays it's no feel Bizmana mitzvah. The Hashem Akmir and Tuba Shalala Haskalis per Zainakiyim Ella Acharyam Vavyamim of Zainamim. Because now we're mapped to count the extra days of Paletha Shechwazara. The ain't kan tfila Bizmana. Right, so interestingly, the Marik says, why is there no Tefillah B'Zmanah nowadays? Because of the Paleta Shechvazara Cheshbon. He doesn't mention because of the Chumra B'Nos Yisrael at the Tekanos Rebbe. He just mentions because of the Paletas situation.
So in case where she sees 5 days, he wouldn't bring Tefillah B'Zmanah.
I'm sorry?
In case where she sees for 5 days.
In the case of which she sees for five, yeah. So I don't know if that's meduyak. That's just a aura that he only zeroes in on the Paletus edition and not on the other Takanos Chachamim. When the Beis Yosef says that he talks about the other Takanos Chachamim as well. It's just a aura. But you take a look how the Mechaber says it in Shulchan Aruch here. Beginning of Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Ein Hanida Vazava Yoled Des Olas Mitumasam Below Tfila Shafilu Acher Kama Shanim Chayukaris Habal Achas Man Elam Kain Tavla Karai Makarai. So you have to go to the mikvah in order to become Tahara. In Baila Beir Mitzvah Litvah Bezmana Shalal Vatam Pur Yeriv Yafilu Laila Achas. If it's Baila Beir, then there's a mitzvah to be Tovel Bizmana, not to be mevatel from Peruvu. So what did he just say? Mitzvah litbo bezmanah. But the Beis Yosef, he wrote tefillah bezmanah la mitzvah. So what does he mean, mitzvah litbo bezmanah? So that's not what he means. Taz Beis. Afilu man disfilei betur tefillah bezmanah la mitzvah he. So mitzvah means two things. There's the mitzvah al tefillah, and then in a chanami, tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, but there's also mitzvah as peruvu. So if ba'il be'ir, if it wasn't ba'il be'ir, if it was tefillah is not a mitzvah, then even not ba'il be'ir, you have to go to the mikvah. Since tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, you don't have to go to the mikvah if ba'il is not be'ir. But if by is be'er, there's another mitzvah cheshbon, not al tefila, but al puravu. And that's what he means by mitzvah. It's noteworthy that he only says puravu, he doesn't say ona. Why didn't he say ona? Maril Taka says in Tshuvas Chadasha Simin Sadi Vav, Pru Urvu or Ona. And Chuvas Hadesh and Reish Nun Hey only says Ona. So that's all I wrote. By the Shulchan says, well, maybe he says Pruvu, not Ona, because Ona is neat on the Mechila. One could be Mochelis on the Ona, but Pruvu is objective mitzvah. You can't be Mochel on the Pruvu. Okay. So how dafka that is, I don't know, but in the other Rishonim, you do have Ona either exclusively or together with Pruvu. But so that's what it sounds like the Kavanah Samachabri is. Tefillah bezmanah lav mitzvah, al tefillah. But Pruvu is still a mitzvah, and therefore, by the ear, you have to go to the mikvah because of Pruvu. Or you could say that Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah, but we don't have Tefillah Bizmana. And even though we don't have Tefillah Bizmana, there's still a mitzvah al tzpuruvu. Okay, so again, either Tefillah Bizmana lav mitzvah al tzatfila, but there's still a mitzvah mishim puruvu, or Tefillah Bizmana mitzvah, but we don't have Tefillah Bizmana, but even though we don't have Tefillah Bizmana, there's still a mitzvah because of puruvu. Teresa Shlomo writes here in Sifkat and Aleph. I assume they went to the other room.
I don't know. I actually have to daven, so it's right when I check.
Yeah, okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up next time.
They're just going to come out.
You daven?
Is anybody any of you going to daven here?
I'm daven.